Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Hi. Today's episode is going to be a short one, but I do believe it's what God wanted me to share with you this week. I know when we first lose our child from this earth, memories bring stabbing pain because we realize that's all we have now. We can't make new memories. We feel like we will never be able to enjoy life again, even if we have other children or a wonderful spouse or a job or ministry that we loved. How can we possibly smile or ever be happy again after our child dies? Just the thought of it can make us feel so guilty. I would say easily 98-99% of grief-stricken parents feel that way when their child dies. I am here to tell you today that not only can we smile and be happy again, but it's exactly what we need to do without shame or guilt. Now, hang in here with me today, okay? We need to reintroduce fun and laughter into our lives. And one of the reasons is because laughter is medicine to the soul. Now, the goal is not to eliminate our grief because that's never going to happen. I have friends whose children have been gone for 30 or 40 years, and even though I myself am now well over 10 years from losing Becca from this earth, my mind can't grasp being that, 30, 40 years into this. They still get hit with the waves of grief at certain times, including unexpected times that take them by surprise. So the goal here is to allow God to work in our lives to bring a measure of healing, which will allow us to function and live in a way that honors the life of our son or daughter, to have a life that is fulfilling and joyful while we are still here on this earth. A few months after Becca died, I found myself standing in line at the same funeral home to give a hug to a distant friend whose son had died. And when this mom and I hugged and I told her how very sorry I was, she began to cry, knowing someone was holding her who could understand the depth of her loss. And it was really hard just being there. And I'll admit, I did not have it in me to stay for the funeral. Obviously, that was not a joyful event, but it did help unlock the door to a measure of joy, even though I didn't realize it at the time, because God began putting other moms in my life who had recently lost a child themselves. I discovered that every time I could strengthen someone or offer them hope or help someone else in some way, even if it was just to be there with them in their pain, it opened the door wider for more joy to be released in me. And I believe this is part of God's law of sowing and reaping, because giving is a spiritual act that bears spiritual fruit. When there's a joyful event, there's often dancing. And as parents who are in deep grief from the earthly loss of our child, I know we do not feel like dancing, and that's not what I'm saying here. We wouldn't have the energy even if we felt a twinge of hope in that direction, at least not on the outside. But we can dance on the inside. Why would we want to? Because chances are pretty good that that's something that our children are participating in before the throne in heaven. And I feel like anything I can do that makes me feel closer to Becca, I want to do it. Now, you may not be ready to dance, but there is something I believe you can do. If you're able right now, grab a pen and a piece of paper, or open a Word doc on your computer or a note app on your phone that you can type into. Now, I want you to write your child's name vertically, up and down. Then next to each letter, I want you to write a word or a phrase that starts with that letter as a reason to have joy, especially something that has to do with your child. What is it about your child that brought joy into your life. So what I'm asking you to do is to make an acronym from your child's name about the things about your child that brought you joy. Now, I'm going to share with you, I did that with Becca's name, and I want to share with you what I came up with. So B-E-C-C-A, Becca starts with a B, a belly laugh. Becca had the best laugh. I miss her laugh so much. And that's what a lot of people will say is that, oh, I miss her laugh. She just had one of those laughs that made everybody laugh. And thinking about that, yeah, I miss that laugh, but oh my goodness, it brought so much joy. E, I put down for Becca, and I gave her two, energy and entertaining. She had so much energy. It was crazy for, you know, only having one leg and for the heart issues that she did, but she had so much energy and entertaining. She loved to host and decorate. She had like the gift of hospitality. She would go all out. If you asked her to do something like putting a baby shower together, you would get a baby shower. I'm telling you, one of the things I'm looking forward to is how she has decorated up my mansion or my dwelling place in heaven, because I fully believe she is decking that place out. So E for Becca is energy and entertaining. C, she has two C's in her name. The first one, I wrote down calling and anointing on her life as a worshiper. Becca loved to worship. As a matter of fact, one of the songs that she wrote, her favorite song, is called Before the Throne, and it's actually etched on the back of her tombstone. I had the opportunity to sing that song on the CD that I made a couple of years ago. You can actually find it on Pandora, all those places where you can find songs. I can't even think of them all right now, but iHeartRadio, iTunes, all those places, if you want to hear it. It's called Before the Throne. She wrote it, I think she was 19 when she wrote it, and, you know, I had no idea that, you know, 10 years from that, she would actually be before the throne, but she was a worshiper. She had a calling on her life and an anointing, and she was a worship leader at our church, played the piano, and that was just something that brought me so much joy to see her in the Lord's presence. Dave likes to talk about sometimes when she would get really mad about something, especially, you know, something in the home as parents and, you know, teenagers or whatever, she would go to the piano and she'd just start banging on the piano. And pretty soon you would just start hearing this worship music flowing from her. So the other C in Becca put down compassion and care for others. She had a big heart. That sounds really weird when I said that, knowing how wounded and weak her heart was, but the heart of her soul was very big. And she was one of those that if there was someone that a lot of people had a hard time liking or wanting them around, she would reach out to them. She just, that was the kind of person she was. She had a lot of compassion and care for others. And then A, I wrote down she adored her family. And I'll just say that brings me a lot of joy. She loved being an aunt. She had one niece when she died. But that's something that also brings pain because she loved, like I said, she loved being an aunt. And now she has all these nieces and nephews that she doesn't know and they don't know her. I mean, they know about her and pictures and stories, but obviously they've never met her. They don't know her. Only, you know, Callie, her, Becca's daughter, just had one cousin that was around that knew her mom, that knew Aunt Becca. And one day, I guess, when this was really bothering me, God made me realize that because of some pregnancy losses in our family, that Becca knows and has nieces or nephews there with her that none of us have gotten to meet yet. So that's an interesting thought, and it helped ease the pain a little bit of, you know, we're down here and she's got these nieces and nephews she's never met or been able to spend time with. But on the other hand, she has, you know, they're my grandchildren that I have never met, and she is Aunt Becca to them right now, and we've never met them. So that was just one of those things that helped. And like I said, A in Becca, she adored her family. God says that our grief can turn to joy. One of the verses that I think of is John 16, verse 20, and it says, "You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy." And that's just one of many scriptures with a promise of mourning and sorrow being turned into joy in our lives. And I know it seems impossible for some of you, but I choose to believe His word no matter what my feelings tell me or told me at that time or tell me at the moment. John 16 says, "Yes, you will be deeply distressed." I read that in the NIV version. I want to read it in the Phillips version and add a couple more verses to it. It says, "Yes, you will be deeply distressed, but your pain will turn into joy. Now you are going through pain, but I shall see you again, and your hearts will thrill with joy, the joy that no one can take away from you." That's an exciting thing, isn't it? That even though we may feel like we're lacking in the joy department here, there will be joy that we have once again that no one will ever be able to take away from us again. You know, pain is in our souls, but peace and joy are in our spirits. Those are part of the fruits of the Spirit that we read about in Galatians. So we can have peace and joy while we are still feeling the pain of missing our child, because pain is in our soul. Peace and joy are what's in our spirit. And I have chosen to plant a seed of hope and watch it grow, being watered by these promises of God's to become the fruit of joy manifested in my life. And it's taken a long time, but I'm getting there. And I feel like there are a lot of times I've gotten there where my life is lived almost like under a banner of joy again. And, you know, I really didn't think I would ever get to this point, but I have, and you can too. And that is not in spite of your child's death, but it's because of his or her life. I shared this last week, but I want to share it again because I really want you to come. And some of you may not have heard last week's episode. We are hosting a Weekend of Hope for you, the first weekend in August, here in our own stomping grounds of Wisconsin. This is going to be a special time for bereaved parents to come together, to be ministered to meet me face to face, spend time with Dave and myself, and to share our children with each other. How often do you get to share your child, right? Dr. Doug and BJ Jensen, who are bereavers and they've experienced the suffocating darkness of child loss themselves, will be joining us with their wonderful talents of drama and using American Sign Language as choreography to bring a measure of healing to our wounded souls. They are wonderful. You're not going to want to miss them if you've never seen them before. The weekend will culminate on Saturday evening with our big Celebration of Hope, which is going to be a special dinner celebrating GPS Hope's 10th anniversary. Now, if you're coming from a longer distance or you're in the area, I guess it doesn't matter, and you want to spend more than just a weekend with Dave and myself, you know, it just seems like a long trip for just 2 days or 3 days, we do have things planned to do as a group each evening, starting the Monday, July 29th, the Monday before the Weekend of Hope. And so if you want to make more of a vacation of it, please consider doing that. You can check all of this out, where we're going to be, the plans are for each evening. Maybe you can come on Wednesday through Saturday or Sunday, whatever that is. But you can check it out along with the tentative schedule of the weekend at gpshope.org/weekendofhope. There is a place on that page to register, and your registration for the weekend includes the Celebration of Hope dinner, and I will also put a link to that in the show notes. Now, one last thing before I share this week's birthdays. If this podcast and the ministry of GPS Hope has been a blessing to you, would you please consider partnering financially with us on a monthly basis? We are a 501c3 charitable organization, and so we run on the gifts from those who you feel led to pour into this ministry financially. And so we really appreciate you considering that. Just go to gpshope.org and find the donate tab at the top of the page and click on it, and you'll find where you can, it'll take you to where you can become a monthly partner. $10, $20, $50, whatever it is you can do to help us out, it all adds up. So thank you. Let's go ahead with this week's birthdays. James Manning was born on June 3rd and is forever 2 years old. Mateo Montoya was born on June 5th and is forever 6.5 months old. Kayla Ramos was born on June 7th and is forever 25. Ocean Johannes Emru Campbell was born on June 7th and is forever 23. We celebrate the day these children came into the world and into the lives of their families. We know it will always be a very important and special day. If you would like to have your child's birthday announced the week of his or her birthday, I would love to be able to do that for you. Just go to gpshope.org/birthdays. Fill out that form, the information, submit it, and I will add your child to the birthday list and announce their birthday the week of his or her birthday. I would love to see the acronym that you have come up with for your child. You can share it in the comments below the podcast directly on the GPS Hope website. I will put a link to that in the show notes. Like I said, I'd love to see what you came up with for your child's name. I want to end this with a scripture that summarizes what I have shared today and why I'm sharing this scripture. And while I was still doing international children's ministry, before I knew anything about God calling Dave and I to start a ministry to grieving parents, I was in what was called a journey class at our place of fellowship. And this was a lengthy class with, actually it was three classes that took months to complete. And at the end of all the classes, there was a graduation ceremony, and we each stood up and shared some very specific things. And one of those things that we shared was our life verse, which part of this journey class, we had God show us what our life verse was based on putting a lot of pieces of our life together, including things like the meanings of our names, our giftings, just all kinds of things. And when God first spoke to me what my life verse is, I fought him. It was like, no, that's not my life verse. I just had a really hard time with it. But he just kept patiently confirming it over and over again in many different ways until I accepted it. And as I close, I want to read this verse, this scripture, and I want to remind you that God gave me this verse when I still believed I would be serving out many more years as an international children's pastor. GPS Hope was not even on my radar. And I want to remind you that today's topic is thinking of your child with joy. So here is the scripture that is my life verse. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim freedom for the captives and the release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim that the time of God's grace or his favor has come, and with it, the day of God's vengeance against their enemies. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that he will give a crown of beauty for ashes. He will give the oil of joy for their mourning, and he will give a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair and heaviness. These are promises that have been fulfilled in my life, and they'll be fulfilled in yours as well if you allow God to do his work in you and through you.
Laura recorded this episode before flying out to spend time with her sister, who is receiving treatment for reoccurring cancer. While there, it was determined the cancer had spread to the point of the only option being to put her on comfort care. This morning, June 2nd, I received a text from Laura saying two simple words, "She's home." Some of you knew Diane as the cook at our retreats. She has been a tremendous support and partner to GPS Hope and a great sister-in-law. Please pray for Diane's husband, her five adult children, and Laura's mom, who we never thought would join all of us as a bereaver herself. And of course, pray for Laura and our family. Because of all this, Laura will be taking at least 2 to 4 weeks off from recording any podcast episodes. There will probably also be a pause in the weekly Word of Hope emails. We know you understand, including the triggers it can cause in our own loss of Becca, and Laura sends her love to all of you. So until the next episode, and as Laura always ends, remember, H-O-P-E, hold on, pain eases, there is hope.